Ben Thompson, Chairman of Reform Scotland. Well, one of the things that I'm very keen on, and Reform's been very keen on, is, you know, to try and focus politicians away from just talking about elections and constitutional matters, and how we really can make it a better place for businesses. So we talked to a number of business organisations, such as the Federation of Small Businesses and the Scottish Chamber of Commerce, as well as other as businesses themselves, to see what it was that could be done just to improve how we operate and make it easier for people in Scotland to do business. Well, nearly all of them are already devolved powers or soon to be devolved powers. So actually we can get on with a number of these things anyway without having to wait for further devolved powers coming down. So, you know, the ability to make colleges further education the same status as a university to improve our training is something that could be done now. You know, and there are various measures that we put forward, particularly for smaller companies, that the Scottish Government has control over now. For instance, making sure that government contractors comply with the prompt payment code and pay smaller companies quickly, and making sure that there's a one-stop shop for government advice to business, so that businesses don't get lost in a myriad of different advisory organisations that are all funded by the public sector. Well, look, there are three major things that tend to increase the economy of a country. The first is improving education. The second is long-term infrastructure, and the third is lowering taxes. Now, we've assumed that those things are going to be difficult to focus on. So what we've focused on is then all the smaller things that businesses find difficult. And there's a very good World Bank survey called Ease of Doing Business. The UK used to be number 5 on that and has now slipped to number 8. But there should be no reason that if Scotland was on that ease of doing business survey by the World Bank, that we shouldn't be aiming to be the number 1 position alongside New Zealand and Denmark to deliver a really sort of a service to businesses that makes them want to be in Scotland because it's easy to do things in Scotland. Well, we'd want a can-do attitude in Scotland rather than people sort of scared about what Scottish Government might do. And therefore, it's a sort of turning around the culture of, rather than people being worried and concerned about what's happening, is actually demonstrating with the powers that we've got that we can make it easier and smoother for businesses to operate in Scotland. The only one I think it might be worth mentioning is airport taxes. So I don't think I sort of said that. So, well, the interesting thing is, and that is why devolving some taxes is a really good thing for Scotland, is that Scottish business, you know, some Scottish business sectors are very strong, like tourism. It's our largest private sector in Scotland, and therefore devising taxes to help our main industries makes a lot of sense. And for every pound that we don't raise through airport tax, we're generating much more revenue through taxation by getting more tourists to come to Scotland. No, I think that's great. Record. It just says pause. So.